We look at your outlook for grain and energy markets. We're joined by Richard Plackmeyer. He's a market analyst with CHS Hedging. And Richard, as we look at this year, guys have had different opportunities, for instance, with wheat to sell their crop like at harvest. If they haven't sold by now, I guess, what are you telling them at this point as to what their marketing plan should be?
Well, that's a tough question to come up with a positive answer, Leslie, because our export demand for U.S. wheat is pretty low this year. Probably at the lowest levels we've seen for the last 10 or 15 years. We need to see a pickup in our export business, which, unfortunately, I can't find a really rosy picture for that the next 6 to 12 months out here. Producers are kind of holding the bag right now. And I don't really sense that we're going to have a lot of great opportunities. We're going to probably be very range-bound in our prices here for wheat and other commodities also, at least through the end of the year and probably going into next spring. The trade is really trying to factor in, the world has plenty of grain right now, and world demand is being met through other cheaper sources. It's been limiting our export, numbers out of the U.S. But as far as producers go, it's real tough because, you kind of think about, well, if they've still got grain to sell, hopefully they sold something earlier. So this would be the lowest price they would sell, and they can look back at a better average. But not everybody is in that boat. And when you take a look at how the cattle markets have started to come down, energy markets are, basically at lows that we saw most all this year. The revenue side of things is going to be tougher to generate more revenue this year. And expenses that they're going to see are going to start eating into their net margins out here. The potential for higher prices going into next year, just if we have a weather problem somewhere around the world or here, either this winter or this spring or summer. And right now, the wheat crop has gotten off to a fairly good start. We've had some adequate moisture in some of the winter wheat areas. There's no one with any big concern that this crop isn't going to do okay next year. And one thing about our wheat market is we've got some pretty large, we're holding a lot of this year's crop in our storage facilities. There's a lot of carry in the market. In other words, the commercials can sell wheat for next year at higher prices and hold on to it and gain the benefit of storing it and holding it. The farmer who hasn't sold anything yet, if he doesn't sell and lock that price in for a deferred time frame, it could be gone by the time he gets there. Because I think we're going to be carrying a lot of wheat through to April, May, and June, July next year. So if we even have an average crop, there's going to be a lot of wheat already in storage from this last year waiting for buyers. And there could be a lot of competition. We may need to sell at lower prices to get rid of some of this stuff and move the inventory. So my price outlook isn't as rosy as it was last year, unfortunately.
Right. Also looking on a similar side, looking at corn and soybeans, they have also had tough times. There hasn't really been that window that, like, for instance, wheat had. So again, same thing. What are you telling farmers that are coming off a harvest, they haven't sold right now, and they're trying to figure out what to do and recover their expenses?
Well, that's, again, a very challenging question to come up with a positive answer, or I don't like to tell people what they want to hear because hope is not a good marketing strategy. The farmers are, I hope it'll get better. We did have a very narrow window to look at this summer, I think, like for corn example. December corn got up to above 430 several days. This summer we hit 450 one night and then went straight down from there. So on the futures side of it, those prices didn't hang around for farmers to take a few days to look at and figure out whether, at the time their idea was they needed to see it go higher, but it didn't. And so now everybody's kind of, we call it chasing their tail, trying to grab onto marketing opportunities that are better than what they could have done, and right now that's almost impossible because we've got plenty of supply of grain in the U.S. the world has plenty of grain, and the demand is being, one of our other big problems is just the U.S. dollar is so strong versus other world currencies that our exports are very low this year compared to the last several years. And that's causing, grains to kind of back up in the U.S. pipelines and supply channels. The opportunity, there probably could be some, I'll call them little rallies here and there in the marketplace, particularly when it comes to corn and beans. We have seen China kind of better late than never come back into the U.S. picture as far as buying soybeans, but we're still behind last year's sales pace in bean exports. So even though they've kind of come to the plate, our projected carryouts for this year are still going to be higher than they are last year for corn and beans and wheat. And those extra carryout bushels are going to continue to be almost a burden on any price rallies here. So, boy, what do you tell a person to do other than it's tough for me to get excited about not selling at these prices. When I look back last year and compare the corn and bean markets and to a little extent wheat, but last year the corn market on the board, December corn, we set contract lows just under 320. And this year we stayed above 360-ish kind of. So we're about 40 cents above our contract lows compared to last year. Beans, however, the contract low last year for November contract was 904. And we've gotten well below that, about 40 cents below that. So we've seen newer prices or newer low prices on soybeans on the board, but yeah, we've stayed above on corn. Does that tell you, hold your beans that you have left, sell your corn? Beans have a better export demand picture right now than corn does. And the other thing that's going to probably affect the idea of the corn markets, particularly in the Western Corn Belt, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas, is we've got such a large milo crop. Last year, the Chinese bought a lot of milo, pushed the basis for milo up. We ended up seeing that, taking the signal, planting a lot of milo this year. Well, it did well. Even late planted milo after wheat, everybody's got big mountains of milo piled on the ground. So there's a lot of that feed grain available out here, and the export potential for that is pretty well not very encouraging anymore going to the rest of this business to China. So that's going to weigh on markets also. Everything I'm going to tell you is probably not a good omen for waiting, for something bad to happen down the road. We just got too much supply around right now.
All right. Well, we've been joined by Richard Plackmeyer. He's with CHS. He's a market analyst. Again, it looks like a tough times to continue as we look at the grain markets. Bringing you coverage of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Leslie Smith.